As we continue on this kind of dark Friday, there's no other way to put it. It's still Friday. They can't take that away from us. It's still May 3rd. And, of course, being May 3rd, as you just heard a moment ago from David Girodat, the regional president, Fifth Third Bank, Eastern Michigan, they're celebrating what we've helped them celebrate, I'm thinking, since 1991. It is Fifth Third Day. David, congratulations, and the beat goes on.
Thank you, Paul W., and yep, happy Fifth Third Day, and I know you've celebrated many of them with myself. So
right from the beginning.
Excited to be here. Yeah.
How are things going at Fifth Third Bank?
You know, we're certainly happy with how we're doing in the market and how we're doing overall as an organization. And because of those type of things, the ongoing charitable things we need to do, we continue to support, just like what Fifth Third Day is all about. You know, it's about our employees. It's about the communities where we, you know, work and live. And then getting more granular, it's about, you know, how do we target certain things and dealing with food insecurities, and what we're trying to accomplish here on Fifth Third Day and the month of May are really important to us as an organization and the culture that we have.
I've watched you grow. You've got over 20,000 employees now, and that means you're providing, I'm just going to guess, you can correct me if I'm wrong, like millions of meals across your whole service area with the volunteerism, the donations, the fundraising efforts. It's really something. It's become a juggernaut.
You're absolutely correct. You know, with what we do just in Southeast Michigan alone, you know, we'll create almost 700,000 meals across the month of May, and as a company, almost 10 million meals. And we're proud of it, you know, and it's our individuals are contributing. They're working at the different organizations today, putting in, you know, true human capital hours. And then the opportunity for our clients and friends to support us and the key organizations by stopping by any Fifth Third branch and spending a dollar and buying a shield. And it's amazing where that $1 going to these organizations, all of you can feed 10 people that need it there and during, you know, food insecurity. So
incredible. A dollar to buy a shield of recognition at all Fifth Third locations. And right away, we know that you're helping, among others, Salvation Army, Gleaners Community Food Bank, Food Bank of Eastern Michigan, Food Gatherers of Ann Arbor, Salvation Army, Mount Clemens. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, tremendous list of organizations that you listed there, and it literally takes an army or takes a village, and I think that's everyone working together collectively to help deal with food insecurity is really what this is all about. And once again, couldn't be more proud of my employees, but just the community and the way they come out and support us during our efforts today and the whole month of May as well.
Now, we've got David Girodat, the regional president, Fifth Third Bank, Eastern Michigan, a man who we've known in the banking industry forever and doing a great job. And you've got some surprises, I think, for people who are lucky enough who've been expecting and actually give birth on Fifth Third Day, don't you?
Yeah, we do. In a couple of our markets, and I wish it was here in Metro Detroit, we actually provide $1,053 to the 529s of some special people that get born on Fifth Third Day. So it's kind of exciting things that the bank does, and, you know, we're really look to invest in our future. You know, the children of today are the leaders of tomorrow, so we need them to do well.
Well, that's excellent, and it gets people on the right path, buying into that 529 college savings account. I'm not afraid to tell you the truth. It saved my bacon because I invested in it many, many, many years ago, and it has come in so handy, both for Adam and for Sophie. And at a time when, I wouldn't have that kind of money now for college. And by putting it in those accounts, it grew and has covered their education, which is, I heartily recommend everybody do it, but start when they're an infant. And I don't care if it's $25, whatever you can put in there, put it in. And when people ask, well, what do you think they want for their birthday? Whatever. Say, hey, I'd love for you to donate to our 529 college savings account. Such a great idea. Anything else we need to know today, David, on Fifth Third Day?
No, Paul W., we always appreciate the great partnership we have with you and WGR and to all the listeners out there. Have a great Fifth Third Day, and if you can stop in a Fifth Third branch and support us for as little as a dollar, think about the 10 meals and the people that you can impact today. It just we know the city of Detroit always stands up and does great things, and I look for that partnership to continue.
Just stop by any one of the Fifth Third branches. A dollar shield they're selling, these $1 shields of recognition at all Fifth Third locations, and you're helping a lot of people. God bless you, David. Everything else good with you? You taking care of yourself?
Everything's wonderful, Paul W. Hope to see you soon. So I like your midday. I like the midday slot versus those early morning phone calls we used to do.
it's a lot easier on all of us.
Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you, David.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You have a great weekend and enjoy the day, as I know you will now since like 1991. It's Fifth Third Day, 5-3-24. Fifth Third Day. And they're doing what they've always done on Fifth Third Day since 1991. They're fighting food insecurity. They're supporting communities on this special day. And I salute all those people, hardworking people at Fifth Third Bank and their leaders, starting right at the top with David Girardot. It's great news. All right. And yes, we know that tomorrow is a National Star Wars Day. Well, we talked about it. We'll talk about it again as we continue on WJR.